Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we've got Jerry Recco in here, and he's got a bunch of stuff for us, including that national title game last night that looked like it was going to be about 100-99, and then Alabama stopped scoring at 16-14. And it ended up being a blowout. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by 2 by London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana, Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. It indeed did, because Clemson was all over the place.
Quarterback drops back under pressure, throws right side. Bama has a man go down, leaves the receiver wide open. He's going to take it off down the right side, and it's going to be a touchdown. But Bama, the problem on the play was that Savion Smith went down, twisted his ankle in coverage, went down, and that left the wide receiver wide open.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the wide receivers for Clemson are pretty awesome too, huh?
Yeah, not too bad, huh? Oh. Justin Ross, 6 catches, 153. Not bad with that. You had Travis Etienne, 86 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, and Trevor Lawrence threw for 347, 3 scores. Game MVP, 44-16, your final score last night in Santa Clara. Here was Dabo Swinney. This is pretty awesome.
You know, some people say, oh, well, you know, everybody's like, when you lose, you get motivated. I get motivated by winning.
And he wins an awful
lot.
I
don't know. I saw a couple Clemson players, you know, putting wet willies in his ear, you know, as he was holding the championship trophy last night. I'm just wondering if any Alabama players would have done that to Nick Saban.
Probably not, but Saban was very positive at times in the postgame.
Saban wet Willie?
Did that not happen?
I know, but I didn't even think about Nick Saban getting a wet Willie.
That big defensive lineman, Wilkins, was the one that did it along with his teammate. I mean, it was disgusting.
Imagine one of the Alabama offensive linemen grabs Saban's boxer shorts and give him a wedgie.
Coach. The amazing thing is that Dabo did not like even flinch. Like
he's used to it.
The interview.
Yeah, he's used to it.
Getting wet willies.
Yeah. Maybe it's a thing they
Wooly
have.
Willy.
Al, you want a wet willy this morning?
I do not like those.
I can't imagine. Worst. You'd freak out if somebody did that.
Yeah,
that is
so
very
gross. Germy.
Oh,
very
it's
germy.
The worst.
That would be, I might actually have to put him on the train home. I don't know if I could deal with that for 40
What would
minutes.
Al Dukes do in that situation?
Ugh. Throw up.
Here was Nick Saban, positive afterwards.
Well, obviously, we're all very, very disappointed, but I'd like to say that I'm very, very proud of what our team was able to accomplish this year.
And one of the takeaways, he puts a lot of this on himself.
I just have a feeling that I didn't do a very good job for our team, with our team, giving them the best opportunity to be successful.
And then, of course,
his offense just got lit up, man. They had no answer. None.
His quarterback, our own worst enemy.
You know, we were killing ourselves. We shot ourselves in the foot.
And so that ends the college football season. He had a tough night.
Tua Gunmanova.
So anyway, he said he's not going to be killing himself. It's kind of a weird transition, but it brings me to Derrick Rose. So the T-Wolves fired Tom Thibodeau over the weekend. Rose says it was Thibodeau that believed in him and gave him this chance to play again. There are doubters, though, that Rose will continue at this level. To them, Rose says,
"For everybody that think that I'm not going to play the same way, kill yourself."
You know what? Kill yourself.
There you go, Jerry. He took that right from you.
Kill yourself, kill yourself.
Or you.
No, I got it from you, Jerry.
That's not true. You just said it.
No, but I got it from you. That's where I thought about it.
Well, maybe you said it first.
No, you said it first.
I don't know about that. I'm not so sure. But, so that was Derrick Rose. He was he had to apologize for saying such things, as you can imagine, because it's never pleasant.
Kill yourself.
Right.
Okay, Derrick, that's a little extreme, man. You said a difference of opinion, buddy. That's
speaking
it.
Of extreme, there's Enes Kanter, who will not kill himself, but will not go to London of fear of being murdered when the Knicks go there. This is all true stuff, by the way. Here was Kanter, courtesy of MSG, a couple of days ago.
Sadly, I'm not going because of that freaking lunatic, the Turkish president. You know, there's a chance that I can get killed out there.
Right, that's the guy.
Then he also got into it with Turkoglu.
And so Hidu Turkoglu, exactly, yes. Did put out a message. He's a chief advisor to the president of Turkey. He says those comments by Kanter about the country are nothing more than a quote-unquote political smear campaign. To which Derrick Rose said,
"Kill yourself."
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, but to which Enes Kanter said that basically Turkoglu's a lapdog for Ergodon, right?
This is crazy. Yes, and this is all actually happening.
And then on top of that, Jim Dolan said, "My people over there." Basically, you know,
he's saying, Turkish people.
Yeah, I guess he's got people.
Oh, he's got people on the ground.
He's got
in
people
Turkey?
In London or something. I don't know.
But what, are the straight shots tour over there or something?
Whatever. But he basically said, you know, look, I'm with Enes here. If he doesn't want to go, I have no problem with it.
Enes.
I understand why he doesn't want to go. It's okay. My people over there say there really shouldn't be a problem. But, you know, if he feels uncomfortable, then he doesn't have to go.
You know,
and
I've,
then he had a
– You can't make him go. He thinks he's going to get killed.
I know, but then Turkoglu was basically saying he can't go because he has visa problems and all this other stuff.
He tweeted out he's got no such problems.
I have no such problems. I am not going because I don't want to get murdered.
I've known Ergodon for a long time. Kant is in real trouble. Okay, I'm telling you, he's in real trouble. Okay, that guy is not messing around.
He is not messing around.
I've known him for a long time. I've had dinner at his house. I mean, this guy, you got to take that guy seriously. We're back.
Well, the Knicks did lose last night, so Boomer's very happy. They're now 10-30.
We're back on track now.
They lost to the Blazers 111-101. Yusuf Nurkic had 20 points and 8 rebounds, 17 points apiece for Lillard and C.J. McCollum. Knicks go to Golden State. Last night, Seth Curry had 13 points off the bench against them. They will see Steph Curry later tonight. Celtics, Nets last night in Boston. Not many people expected the Nets to win. They didn't.
5.5 to go in the third. Backdoor Irving cutting, gets the feed from Horford and lays it up and in.
I've been talking about it, Chris. Al Horford's one of his favorite skills, and why they're so effective offensively is he is an elite passer who's got a great feel for the game.
I had 12 points.
Every time I hear Tim Capstra, I remember
Minko. He had trouble saying his name.
Man, a crap straw.
And it was multiple times.
Yeah, I know. And Tim was like, he did it again.
And I think he's, I know. That's terrible. Chris Carino with Tim Capstra.
Tim Capstra. Start of the second quarter, and Tim Capstra, the Nets lead the Timberwolves by the score of 24-19. Television duties for Chris tonight, and happy to be alongside Tim Capstra once again. Things just don't change, right?
That's all right. Okay.
Things just don't change.
Yeah, like his name doesn't change.
That's Miko's best ad-lib ever. Things just don't change. I can't say your name right. I keep calling him Crapstra. Crapstra. He's trying to be so professional, too, which is the best part about it. And the analyst duties today by the great Tim Crapstra. Capstra. It's a Capstra, not a Crapstra. Damn it.
Poor guy.
Poor Mink.
Spurs beat the Pistons 119-107. Greg Popovich tying Jerry Sloan for third on the all-time wins list. 12-21. Rockets over the Nuggets 125-113. 32 for James Harden. Clint Capella had 31. St. John's into the top 25. Number 24 now. They play at Villanova tonight. Packers, as you guys have mentioned, reportedly agree to a deal with Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur to make them his new head coach or their new head coach. Jets interviewing Cliff Kingsbury and Jim Caldwell Monday for their job. This weekend, Colts and Chiefs. Here's Andy Reid. He was asked if this moment is too big for his young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, well, so far I haven't seen anything that's really too big for Pat. I'm not even worried about that.
He goes on to say Mahomes is just tremendous in terms of the personality around the facility.
Yeah, whether it's infectious or whatever you want to call it, he's got a personality that draws people.
He said he leads people as good as anybody he's ever seen. So you got that game Saturday, Sunday of the Patriots and the Chargers. Bill Belichick on WEEI. I thought this was interesting because we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about it. The rules guy that he is, he was asked his thoughts on what went down with the fumble incomplete pass in Chicago on how he would handle such a situation.
My feeling or reaction on those plays is always get on the ball. So regardless of whether you're offense, defense, special teams, whoever it is, get on the ball and get the ball and then let them figure it out later.
Yep, that's
so,
right.
That's to your point. I'm kind of with Boomer just because I'm emphatic that an official was, but even so, that's what Belichick says.
The problem is once that rule changed that the whistle didn't mean the whistle, it complicated things.
Here's why it's not fair, though. When you blow the whistle and blow it incomplete, you can't penalize a team for not going after the ball. The official blows it dead. It's over.
And but, he comes running into the middle right. of the play, you know, signaling incomplete.
You can't just
pass.
Give it to the other team because one guy said, eh, I'll pick it up.
But that rule's been in place now for years.
Terrible rule.
Yeah, but that's it, though. You can't blame the players for just, just go and pick up the ball.
But that's also a play that is such a bang-bang play that when you finally put it in slow motion, you see that it's a catch and a fumble. But it happened so fast on the field, and those guys were so emphatic in making the call. I think as a player, you're just conditioned, even though Coach Belichick would say, pick up the ball and run with it, much like they did in the Baltimore Charger game.
Right.
I would just say that was just one of those weird moments. And, of course, it happens in the playoffs, so everybody sees it.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my man Bill. We got the same opinion on this. You guys can stay over here. Yes, I'll be over here with Coach Belichick.
Okay. Phillies have scheduled a meeting in Las Vegas Saturday with Bryce Harper. Making the trip, this seems kind of serious. The managing partner of the Phillies, John Middleton, team president Annie McPhail, GM Matt Klentak, and manager Gabe Kapler. The Mets announcing Monday that they do not have a meeting with Bryce Harper. Instead, David Wright will take a job in the team's front office. He'll be working with
Brody. Just traded for another guy that I've never heard of from some organization.
I like the J.D. Davis one, though.
Yeah.
I think that one's actually pretty good. And he'll also, I guess, be assisting Jeff Wilpon, too, in some capacity. Tonight, the Devils skate in Buffalo. Islanders home to the Hurricanes. Both games, radio.com at 7 p.m. And your Rangers are in Las Vegas to take on the Golden Knights.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.